Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us live to talk more about it, CEO of the Detroit Windsor Tunnel, Regine Beaubef. And Regine, thanks so much for being with us today. It's such an interesting history, a long history, isn't it, for the tunnel?
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having us, and thank you for helping us celebrate this milestone, this amazing milestone. Yes, it is a wonderful day. It is a wonderful week coming up, and we are happy once again to really welcome our Canadian visitors and who are coming to for entertainment and being at the Lions game. So welcome, and go Lions.
Of course, go Lions. So we have a lot of Lions fans that come across from Canada to watch the game?
Oh, yes, we do. And, of course, the Tigers probably attract the most visitors. And opening day is the busiest day we have at the tunnel. We have to make space. So a lot of Canadian sports lovers just, you know, come to Detroit to support our teams.
Tunnel's been around for 95 years. What goes through your mind when you hear that number? You know, we're closing in on a century mark.
You know what comes to mind? I just think about the visionaries, you know, people who had such a long vision and thought of having this connection built. I think of the engineering marvel that the tunnel is to have lasted 95 years and to have been able to be, to be improved and enhanced to handle, you know, the 21st century traffic and all the regulation that come with that. That's what I think. I think about our customers that have been a constant with us for a long time. And I think most of all about, you know, this great history between Windsor and Detroit, that region that is the border region that is so integrated in terms of economy, quality of life. And we are just happy to be able to support something like that safely. It takes a lot to do that, but we're just happy to do that. Thank you. It's a very complex.
Regine, do you know how many people who are workers who cross through the tunnel every day back and forth from Detroit and Windsor?
I would say close to 2,000. The majority of them would probably be in the healthcare industry. About 1,600 for, you know, Henry Ford is, as a matter of fact, is one of the major employers. If you look at the Windsor-Essex region, they listed as the 11th largest employer, you know, for Canadians who live in that region. So, yes, we have 2,000, the engineering, majority of them in healthcare, of course, the engineering sector, IT, et cetera. But we also have a lot of visitors, though, who come for the entertainment in Detroit.
Now, we have heard, because of the tariffs and the trade situation between the U.S. and Canada, that there might be fewer visitors coming from Canada into the U.S. Have you seen a decline in traffic through the tunnel?
We've seen that mostly during the weekends. I think at the beginning in February, during the winter, when this topic just started making news, we saw a decline, about 7 to 10%, but slowly, I think over the summer, we saw a little bit of increase in those numbers, not necessarily back to what they used to be before 2020, but sufficient enough that it maintains the operations and it maintains discussing like a variable, you know, option and a financial viability for us at the crossing. I think this region is a little bit different than when you compare to others, other areas, border crossing areas between Canada and the U.S. I think because of the long history between Windsor and Detroit and all of that is happening, that is so integrated, I think that also helps. And because of also the need for workers, for talent, that I shared with us from the Canadian side. That makes it a little different. And over the years, people, you know, marry, they have friends, they work, they have a lot of friends and colleagues. And so that has helped us to sustain a decent number of visitors during the weekends. Of course, you know, the time that conversation starts, you see a little dip, but overall, our relationship with each other, because the Detroit River is very strong.
Yeah, of course, and we've got the runners, the marathon here a week or two ago that crossed through the tunnel, and they all say that's one of the coolest things about an international marathon, getting to run through the tunnel. I don't think that happens anywhere else, does it?
Nowhere else, and it's the number one marathon actually in the U.S. as a result of that. And actually last year, this past weekend, that was 2 weeks ago, that was the first time I actually saw. And the excitement is so palpable, it's so contagious when people are coming out of the tunnel. And by the way, last weekend, it was the driest spot, you know, during the marathon, also on the river, in the tunnel, because of the weather. But it is an amazing. We have a partnership with the Free Press Marathon. We're just so happy and to be able to partner with them to offer this unique, you know, opportunity for entertainment and sports in the Detroit area.
Yeah, got them out of the rain too. Finally, Regine, we know there's going to be a new way to cross the border here soon, the new Gordie Howe International Bridge opening early next year. How do you think this will impact the tunnel and the traffic?
Actually, we welcome that. I'll tell you, probably I shouldn't say that too loudly, but I would probably be one of the first to cross the tunnel, to cross the Gordie Howe Bridge, the river, using the Gordie Howe Bridge. I worked on that project. At one time, I was the engineering manager early on in 2000 and beyond when we started working on this project. So I can't wait to see it actually open to traffic. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of collaboration across so many agencies to make this happen. Having said that, I don't think that's going to impact us that much. We have two very different customer bases. I will tell you, when we were doing the early studies for Gordie Howe, this whole issue was about trade. The justification for this bridge was about trade and providing freeway, you know, continuous freeway traffic and access and mobility between Canada all the way to Mexico. So this is a little different than what we offer in terms of a connection from downtown to downtown between Windsor and Detroit, the entertainment, you know, the work, etc. We see that as something that is going to add to the wealth and to the richness of the area, but we don't see that as a major competitor. I would say within the first 3 months, we might see some decline, but overall, if we take good care of our customers and we continue to offer them safe and safe service and efficient service, we won't see much of an impact there.
All right, well, happy birthday or happy anniversary to you at the tunnel. We thank you so much today. Regine Beaubef, the CEO of the Detroit Windsor Tunnel, celebrating its 95th anniversary. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.